Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Londa Pearson, where we will dive deep into the world of networking, collaboration, and partnership, unlocking the secrets to a successful team working within innovation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, professional, or just someone eager to understand the power of networking and collaboration, this podcast is your go-to resource. Join us as we explore the stories, strategies, and insights from experts, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who have experienced the magic of networking and collaboration to achieve successful results. Tune in to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast on a journey towards achieving your goals with host Londa Pearson.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to bring my episode 3, Ready, Set, Collaborate. And what I'm excited about is that I have my girl, Christine Powers, who, and I always blame you, Christine, because you got me into being a networking queen. So I met Christine, actually, I did B&I and Gusty Girls. And then I met her at Gusty Girls. And she said, Londa, you ever heard about Experience Connection? So Christine has been my lady that's been helping me build my business and going to different network. And so I want to thank you, Christine, first of all, for helping me be who I am and meeting such wonderful people. And my guest before you is actually Bonnie Ross Parker, who actually created Experience Connection. So
that's right. That's
yes,
right.
Yes. So it's exciting. But I want to tell a little bit about you. Let me talk about your bio, because you have a lot to talk about. And we're going to actually make sure that we stay on point on time here. So Christine Powers, who is Christine Powers? Christine Powers is a mother of five. A mother of five? Five kids? Okay.
Yes. Mother of five. Well, I inherited two of them. So
okay.
Yes, I claim them. When they're good, I claim them.
When they're good. When they're bad,
that's
you just
it.
Have it.
Right, that's
right. And she's a grandmother of six. And actually, I'm a grandmother of six as well. Has spent 40 plus years as an entrepreneur, from managing the operations of a multi-million dollar incentive motivation company to currently owning and running a successful estate sale company, is her living dream. And I'm so glad that you started that, Christine. That's your dream. That's your passion. She credits networking to her success and has taken a part in many networking opportunities, including B&I, where she serves as president, and Experience Connection, where she currently leads and hosts virtual as well as in-person meetings. And that's why this title is in-person meetings, because I know Christine know all about those in-person meetings. But I want to add a little bit more. Christine, it's not only those meetings, the B&I, but she actually master networkers, predominantly a ladies group, including the Experience Connection, Cop Business Women, League of Girlfriends, ReRock, and Gusty Girls, to name a few. And all of those, well, I'm not the mastermind, Christine, but I am part of the same thing. That's why I said she got me into all of this here. I'm part of Experience Connections, Business Women, League of Girlfriends, ReRock, and Gusty Girls. So Christine, without further ado, I welcome you to our podcast. And I know you're going to give us a wealth of knowledge here. But first, let me ask you something here. We're going to do the acronyms, Christine, of FORM. Tell us about the acronyms, FORM. Tell us what those mean.
Well, so this really kind of relates to one of the questions that we're going to talk about then. And that is, how do you break the ice when you're first walking into a room and you don't know anybody, or, you know, you're trying to find out, you know, and get some understanding of who's in the room. So FORM is actually the acronym. It's one of the things that you can kind of keep in your back pocket, so to speak. And it's obviously it's FORM. So FORM, when you're talking to somebody and you really don't know what to say, think about FORM, because F stands for family. So one of the good things, and the thing too that you want to remember is talk about them, ask them questions. Don't go in there and just, you know, talk about yourself the whole time. You want to really get them to engage, because, you know, people do like to talk about themselves. So if you start asking questions, you're going to obviously get an exchange of information. So the first thing that FORM stands for, F is for family. So let's talk about your family. Tell me about your family. How many kids do you have? You know, let them talk about what they're, you know, what they're passionate about. Also, you can ask about about their occupation. That's O for occupation. So we've hit the F and we've hit the O. Find out what it is that they do. They might be there talking about, you know, Mary Kay, but they might have a whole different job that they do, you know, 8 hours a day. So they can tell you about both things. R for recreation. What is it that they enjoy doing? What are their hobbies? What do they do outside of work? So it gives you a little bit more insight as to who they are. And then what motivates them? I always like to kind of find out what's their why. Why are they doing this? Why are they out at a network meeting, you know, at 8 o'clock at night? You know, why are they at a vendor event? Why are they doing the things they're doing? Find out what moves them, what motivates them, what drives them. And believe me, you'll find out a lot if you just ask some good questions. So that's what FORM stands for. And that's just a great way to break the ice.
I love that because I never thought about that, but that's good. But I always ask, what do they do? And I always like what, you know, to ask people when I got into networking coming from corporate. And B and I actually helped me to learn how to network. But you ladies at Experience Connections actually helped me to build those relationships. It's about relationships, right? So going into that, How important do you think networking is for collaboration and why?
Well, I think that, you know, I think networking is very important on many different levels. And as far as collaboration is concerned, you're going to want to collaborate with people that you know, like, and trust. You're going to want to collaborate with like-minded people. So when you're networking, you begin to develop those relationships. You find out who those people are and if you want to take it to that level of collaboration with those people. You certainly want to surround yourself with people, as I said, that you know, like, and trust. And if you're collaborating, then you almost kind of become one, right? So you want to make sure that your values are in line with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's great because when COVID happened, the same thing with me. I got into my office and started networking virtually. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that as well. So virtually and having it with entrepreneurs, how can we help each other? How can we collaborate right. with each other? How can we refer each other to be successful? So that is so important. So yeah, give me an example of a successful collaboration that emerged from networking connections.
Well, so there's been many, I guess, you know, the most current, the most recent, I think, is when a fellow XC leader who has been a leader, you know, with Experience Connections for, I don't know, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years. She'll correct me if she hears this, but, you know, and then I've been an XE leader for, I think, 8 years, 7 or 8 years. And so for the two of us to kind of join forces in the Experience Connections leadership role, I think is a great collaboration. I think we both bring a lot. That's Susan, obviously, we know Susan Guthrie. And so I think that for us to collaborate and you know, offer the meetings as one, I think that was a real good collaboration. I've also obviously collaborated with many people on different levels in different businesses. But I think that just, you know, helping each other out, like you say, that's just all part of the beauty of networking and then building those relationships and collaborating in different areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that because I know I started off with your Experience Connections in person. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about virtual versus in-person networking meeting?
Well, you know, I never really experienced a virtual setting until COVID, obviously. And we then had to go virtual. As a matter of fact, that was the year that I served as president with BNI, which was quite challenging. So I wasn't a big fan of it during the COVID process. Maybe it's because it's the only way that we could do it. So I wasn't, you know, really enjoying it. But since then, just recently, I've attended some other online, some of the XC meetings will also run online. So I will attend those. And I've been doing that over the last few months. And what's happened is I have found that people that I have known of that I might, especially other XC leaders, for instance, that might be too far away mm-hmm. for me to actually go to their meetings, but I can attend their meetings virtually. And so what's happening is relationships that I really had not built are being built now in the virtual world. But I know that if we see each other in person, it's going to be like we're just, you know, long lost friends. Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, just having people on the virtual meetings that maybe, you know, aren't in my geographical area that aren't XE leaders. Even so, it helps just build some other opportunities to you know, collaborate with those people, even if it is in a virtual or online basis. Yeah,
absolutely. I love it because actually you get to meet people internationally. You get to meet people.
Well, true. And if your business is not, you know, limited by, you know, geographically limited, then definitely the virtual is a great way to go. I just had a thought, and so after attending some of those meetings, we had been running simply the in-person meetings here in the Ackworth-Cobb area, and but over the last 2 or 3 months, we've decided to add a virtual meeting as well. So we're running the virtual meetings as well as in-person meetings, because I just did find the power, even more so now than I did when we were in the COVID situation. Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring that up as far as what you did during COVID. How you created this space on Facebook and brought entrepreneurs. Remember you had that group?
Yes.
That we talked about, that group. So I remember that very closely between you and Angie, League of Girlfriends. You guys brought something in to keep us active in our business, right? To share our business. So I truly appreciate that. It was awesome.
Yes. And it was, I have to remember, it was like Engage and Empower, I think was. Yeah. So I was actually sitting on the front porch with my mom. Mm-hmm. During that time frame, it was March. Actually, we had a huge BNI event, in-person BNI event on March 10th.
Yes.
March 11th. And many people came to the March 10th event, right? It was before COVID was really announced.
Yep.
And I think on March 11th, maybe, or March 12th is when everything shut down. Mm-hmm. So I was just sitting out on the front porch with my mom. And just kind of thinking, you know, going a little bit stir crazy, because it's, you know, when you're used to being on the go and then all of a sudden you just can't go, you're told you cannot go anywhere. Yeah. So I went ahead and set up, I think it was Empower and Engage. I can't remember the words. It's still out there. The group is still on Facebook. We just haven't really done much with it, but I might revive it here. After you just mentioned it.
I think it's a great idea, because that really was really great to have.
Yeah, but we had what we did is I invited people to join the group, and then we each had an opportunity to share our business or our passion, whatever it was that we wanted to share. And it just did create some relationships that, you know, we were able to bond a little bit more in that environment, and everybody kind of had a spotlight and we all supported each other. And I think I had several 300 people or so joined the group, people I didn't even know.
Yes, you did. Yes, mm-hmm. you did. And it was great, because I was going to ask you, so Experience Connection. So tell us a little bit about that. I know we're running down, but I know that's one of the things as far as when they come to the Experience Connections in-person networking.
Sure. So it is a female oriented group. So we host meetings in our home or online, but the in-person meetings are obviously in our home. Most of us do it in our home. Some do it in their office. I think there may be one in a restaurant or two, but majority of them are in our homes, in the leader's home. We usually have between 15 to 25 women who attend. We serve lunch, and we do some open networking during the lunchtime, which is about 45 minutes. And then after that, we will go into a 10-minute interactive icebreaker question. And so then we all kind of share our thoughts about that question. And then we go into our structured networking time, where everybody gets to share 3 minutes of their business. So everybody gets up, we run in alphabetical order and stand up for 3 minutes and just tell them about ourselves or the business that we're wanting to share. And then we have door prizes and, you know, testimonials and things like that. And then that's when the relationship building occurs is really in those, during the meeting, obviously we have a lot of interaction, but then we, you know, tend to see each other again at another meeting, or, you know, we'll have people who come to the meeting each month. It is a closed seat, so you're only going to have one realtor, there at that particular meeting. And then if you get another realtor that wants to come in next month, then that seat kind of opens back up again. But often we will have what we call kind of the regulars will come back, but it certainly is open for new people to come in and join. And it's a great opportunity for women to just, you know, we share life, we share business. Mm-hmm. We have tears, we have laughter. It's a good meeting.
And I remember Susan said, that's the best $25 of therapy that you
therapy. Get. That's right. Because you might walk in. I don't love it when people walk in with a frown on, but what I do love is if they do walk in with a frown on, when they leave, they are smiling ear to ear.
Smile on their face. I love it. So let me ask you something. I want to get into your company here. So what is the biggest takeaway from networking? What is the biggest takeaway that you said? And I think you actually gave some of the tips already.
You know, for me, when I started networking, I had been in my husband and I had actually been in business for 25 plus years. And it was kind of, I was in the operations side of things. So I was sort of inside. I really didn't know a whole lot about networking. I didn't have a lot of girlfriends because I was sort of very much embroiled in what we were doing there in the business. And then of course it was my family. When I wasn't working, I was dealing with, you know, my kids or my mom, or so didn't have a lot of time for girlfriends per se. And so, but when he retired, I realized I was really not ready to retire, and I had more to do. So I found some other opportunities, and I found out pretty quick that your friends and family don't want to really hear about, you know, all the essential oils that you want to sell them or all the CBD that you want to sell. You know, they get tired of hearing about it because you become very passionate about it. So I realized I had to broaden my center of influence. And so I found networking, and Tracy Randall actually is one of the first people that sort of introduced me to some networking groups. And she is our CMO, our Chief Motivation Officer for Experience Connections. But, so when I started networking, I still live with my husband. I had my three boys. I had my two dogs, my two cats, all males. I had no females in my house. And so walking into a networking meeting and it's all women, you know, it didn't take long for me to really start bonding and creating some strong friendships. And now I can't even count the friends, all of them on two hands, but I've got some very close ones as well that I know if I needed them in the middle of the night, they'd be there if I needed them, you know, if I needed to make a phone call, and that you don't get necessarily friendship. So it's friendship. And I think for me, yes, we definitely share our business, but there's a lot to be said for the friendships and the relationships that we build in the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get, and that those are great tips. I appreciate that, but I want to get into, and we have a short time left. What prompted you to start your estate sales company?
Well, so when I was working in that with my husband, the weekends, as I mentioned, would be devoted to my family and my mom. Saturdays were the day that I would spend with my mom. And we would go to garage sales, and that was just what we really enjoyed doing, to you know, thrift stores and estate sales. And we'd buy, and then it would end up that we'd have so much, we'd have to have garage sales to get rid of what we, you know, the things that we would buy. And anyway, it was kind of like a repeating cycle. And so it was something that we really enjoyed doing. I really loved finding the treasures. I really even enjoyed the garage sales that we would have, you know, selling things. And we even had a, you know, like a booth in an antique store. And as a matter of fact, when we retired, the first thing I did actually was I went and opened up it was sort of like an antique store with all the booths, but it was really more, there was art. It was called Artiques. It was a cross between art and antiques, with all the booths and everything. But at any rate, so I had that, and, I just decided that, you know, the estate sale business would be something that I would really enjoy doing. I wanted to have something that I could really call my own. Yeah. And so my son was, you know, willing to join with me. And I thought, what a great way for me to still spend time with him, even though he's an adult. Usually they don't want to spend as much time with you when they, so this is a, And my mom, you know, would have, she actually came with me for the first, probably the first year or so that we, when we launched back in 2019, 2020, she would come with me to the sales because, you know, it was not a, estate sales were considered a, essential business. So we were never shut down, mm-hmm. maybe for about a month. And then we were back on track in May of that year. And we never stopped. We never slowed down. So,
and that's awesome. I really love what you're doing. And it is a successful estate because she'd be having some great sales. I still haven't got there yet because I got to clear out what I got.
You will.
But no, that's great. So I know we're ending the time here, but I want you to tell me about how you balance your work life, especially when you were taking care of your mom. I mean, I miss mom. You know,
I know. I do too. I do too. We lost my mom in February. She was 98 years old, and many people. I took her with me a lot in the beginning. I moved her in here with me when she was 90. Took her with me a lot. She was well known in the networking world as the queen, mm-hmm. And she was also from England, so the title fit her well. But yes. You know, I had a lot of support from my husband. He is home. You know, so he was able to be here with her during the day just to make sure that, you know, she was taken care of and that the TV was on if it needed to be, or she'd been fed, or, you know, he'd bring her out and they'd sit out in the living room and chit chat and so forth. But, and then my boys as well, you know, so I had a lot of support, which made things a lot easier. But it was, you know, in the evenings and he was so, my husband was so good about it. Every night when I would come home, he's like, go in there and be with your mom. You know, you're not going to have this forever. Go in there and spend the evening with her. So every night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very supportive. And I cherish those days and just wish I could have him back, even the hard days. But
absolutely. And 98, Christine, that's a blessing. I lost my mom at 67 and then my second right. mom 77. So that is such a blessing. So I am so excited. But let me ask you something. Now, last question. What are you currently most excited about?
Oh, well, definitely just, you know, continuing with the estate sales. I have come across a new opportunity where I can actually help people stretch their dollars even further than I can when they're buying the discounted items at the estate sales. Yeah. It's via, you know, a debit card that they can basically get their money back in the form of Z-Bucks reward points. So if anyone's interested in looking into that, I'm certainly happy to share that with them. But it is an awesome opportunity to stretch things during this crazy economy that we're in.
Absolutely. And I am one of her members. And the name of that card is, what is it called?
It's the Transact card.
Yes.
With a Z. Transact with a Z. Transact. Yeah, and it's just... It's and Z-Bucks, and you can redeem your Z-Bucks for all kinds of great merchandise and travel, just lots of great items that just, you know, that you're going to do anyway. So if you're getting that for free, it makes things quite attractive from that perspective.
That is awesome. So yeah. I really enjoyed that conversation, but really what I want you to do is share how they can contact you.
Sure. So Christine Powers. My tagline is Sharing the Powers, which is also my website. So sharingthepowers.com. You will have access to all of my information through there. So that's probably the best way. Sharingthepowers.com. Mm-hmm. And just remember superpowers.
Superpowers. And then you actually have, what is your name, your estate planning?
Powers. And that's that you can actually link to that through Sharing the Powers, but it's Powers Estate Sales.
Awesome.
Yep. You can get there and you can follow us on Facebook. We usually put teasers out regarding the sales about 2 weeks before the sale. Mm-hmm. You can also get on our email list and we'll send you a link to the sale the day before with the address and so forth. So but Sharing the Powers will get you to all of it.
Yes. And I was going to ask you, what's your tagline? But you always said sharing.
Sharing the powers.
And she shared the powers. So
that's it.
And I really want to thank you so much for being on my podcast. And I'm going to have some wonderful guests, some awesome ladies, maybe men. We're going to have some men on too.
Yeah.
To share what they have. So I'm about, and we're both about collaboration and educating and empowering. I mean, mm-hmm. that's empowering our audience of how we can actually help each other out. So thank you so much for being a part of my podcast. I was so, as soon as I actually say yes, you're about it. Yes.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure, Wanda. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate. For more information about the host, head to wdpearsonassociates.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Want to connect? Send an email to wanda@wdpearsonassociates.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate.